რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. პუტინი ამბობს, რომ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაზე მოლაპარაკება სახელმწიფოებრიობის საკითხსაც უნდა შეეხოს. უკრაინამ და რუსეთმა დაკავებული სამხედრო პირები გაცვალეს. პაკისტანში 3 ადამიანი დაიღუპა ანტისამთავრობო გამოსვლების დროს. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინის განცხადებით აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში კონფლიქტისთვის ბოლოს მომხებაზე მოლაპარაკება უნდა შეეხოს რეგიონის სახელმწიფოებრიობის საკითხსაც. რუსეთის ტელევიზიის პირველ არხთან ინტერვიუში, რომელიც 31 აგვისტოს აჩვენეს, პუტინი ამბობს, რომ დაუყოვნებლივ უნდა დაიწყოს მოლაპარაკება არსებით საკითხებზე. მისი თქმით, სამხრეთ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში საზოგადოების პოლიტიკურ ორგანიზებაზე და სახელმწიფოებრიობაზე მიზნით, რომ დაცული იქნეს იქ მცხოვრები ხალხის კანონიერი ინტერესები. უკრაინის ოფიციალური წარმომადგენლის განცხადებით, უკრაინამ 9 დაკავებული მედესანტე გადასცა რუსეთს, რის შემდეგაც რუსეთის მხარემ გაათავისუფლა უკრაინის ეროვნული გვარდიის 63 ჯარისკაცი. ამის შესახებ კიევში დღეს გამართულ ბრიფინგზე თქვა უკრაინის ეროვნული უშიშროებისა და თავდაცვის საბჭოს პრეზიდენტმა ანდრეი ლისენკომ. მისივე თქმით, საქმე არ ეხება სამხედრო ტყვეების გაცვლას. იმის გამო, რომ უკრაინა და რუსეთი არ იმყოფებიან ომის მდგომარეობაში, შეუძლებელია ყვავდეს სამხედრო ტყვეები. ჩვენ ყვავს მხოლოდ დაკავებულები, ინდივიდები, რომლებიც უკანონოდ შემოვიდნენ უკრაინის ტერიტორიაზე, განმარტა დღეს ლისენკომ. უკრაინამ გასუკვირაში გაავრცელა ცნობა რუსი მედესანტეების დაკავების საუბაზე და ეს პირები მედიას არ უდგინა, როგორც მტკიცებულება, რომ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში რუსი სამხედროები იბრძვიან მოსკოვის მომხრე სეპარატისტებთან ერთად. რუსეთი ირწმუნება, რომ მედესანტეები შეცდომით გადავიდნენ უკრაინის ტერიტორიაზე საზღვარზე პატრულირების დროს. ევროკავშირის საბჭოს პრეზიდენტი ჰერმან ვან რუმპე აცხადებს, რომ ევროკავშირის ლიდერები მოამზადებენ წინადადებებს რუსეთის მიმართ ახალ სანქციებზე უკრაინაში ამ ქვეყნის მოქმედების გამო. ვან რუმპემ ამშინაარსის განცხადება გააკეთა დღეს დილით ბრიუსელში ევროკავშირის სამიტის დასრულების შემდეგ. ნატოს ინფორმაციით, უკრაინაში იმყოფება სულ ცოტა 1000 რუსი ჯარისკაცი. რუსეთი უარყოფს ბრალდებას. ყაზახეთის პრეზიდენტი ნურსულთან ნაზარბაევი აცხადებს, რომ ყაზახეთი შესაძლოა გავიდეს ევრაზიის ეკონომიკური კავშირიდან, რომელშიც ის რუსეთთან და ბელორუსიასთან ერთად შედის. ასანაში ტელეარხ ხაბართან საუბრისას ნაზარბაევმა თქვა, რომ თუ წესები, რომლებიც ხელშეკრულებით განისაზღვრა, არ შესრულდება, ყაზახეთს აქვს სრული უფლება უარი თქვას ევრაზიის ეკონომიკური კავშირის წევრობაზე. ნაზარბაევმა თქვა ასევე, რომ ასანა არასოდეს იქნება ორგანიზაციაში, რომელიც საფრთხეს უქმნის ყაზახეთის დამოუკიდებლობას. ნაზარბაევი სამ ინტერვიუს წინ უსწრებდა რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინის განცხადება, რომ ყაზახეთი შექმნილია ტერიტორიაზე, რომელსაც არასოდეს უარსებია სახელმწიფო. რუსეთის მედია საშუალებების ცნობით პუტინმა ეს განცხადება გააკეთა 29 აგვისტოს ახალგაზრდული ფორუმის მონაწილეებთან შეხვედრის დროს. პაკისტანელი ოფიციალური პირების ცნობით სულ ცოტა 3 ადამიანი დაიღუპა პოლიციელებსა და დემონსტრანტებს შორის შეტაკებისას. ისლამაბადში გრძელდება საპროტესტო გამოსვლები პაკისტანის პრემიერ-მინისტრის ნავაზ შარიფის გადადგომის მოთხოვნით. პოლიციამ ცრემლთენი გაზი გამოიყენა, როცა დემონსტრანტებმა გადაჯგუფება სცადეს შარიფის რეზიდენციან სთან ღამის შეტაკებების შემდეგ. მედიკოსების ინფორმაციით შეტაკებებისას დაშავდა 400-ზე მეტი ადამიანი. ერაყელი ოფიციალური პირების ცნობით არმიის შენაერთები შიიტი შეიარაღებული პირების და ქურთი მებრძოლების მხარდაჭერით შეიჭრნენ ჩრდილოეთში მდებარე ქალაქ ამირლიში, რომელსაც 2-ზე მეტი ხანი ერთხა ჯგუფი ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლების ალყა. ადგილობრივი ოფიციალური პირების და ოფიცრების ცნობით 20 აგვისტოს დაწყებული ოპერაციის მონაწილეებმა 31 აგვისტოს გაარღვიეს ჯიჰადისტების ალყა. ივნისიდან მოყოლებული ამირლიში ათასობით ადამიანი იყო ალყა შემორტყმული. ბუმა შტატებმა 30 აგვისტოს გამოაცხადა, რომ 3 საჰაერო დარტყმა განახორციელა ამირლისთან და ჰაერიდან მიაწოდა ჰუმანიტარული დახმარება ქალაქის მოსახლეობას. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
In Indonesia we say Variasi terbaik dunia, VOA Music Mix. Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
Yeah. All right, here we go with another 2 hours of acoustic music. I'm Rob Reinhart. This is Acoustic Cafe. And this time, we've got Nora Jones interpreting Beck, New Shovels and Rope, Dr. John's tribute to Satchmo, a collection of in-studio performances from some of our favorites coming to Americana Fest in September, and an in-studio visit with David Poe.
If you write something like, he gets up and he's crying, now he's having breakfast. You know, it's hilarious, but it doesn't really work for picture, so you kind of have to sort of see the general theme and write to that.
David moved from Ohio to New York City in the early 90s, played in bands, got a solo deal. T-Bone Burnett produced his debut. Another couple of records would follow, but David decided his fortunes lay in Los Angeles, so he headed west. The last decade has found David writing music for film, television, and a couple of dance projects, including the recent work from Palabolas called Shadowland. Finally, after 9 years, David Poe released a new album this summer called God and the Girl, a beautiful acoustic record. And to talk about the album and the other projects, David Poe will join us as our in-studio guest in just a bit. First up, though, it's a new Bruce Hornsby album just out this week, a collection of songs from various solo tours, including songs from throughout his 30-year career, and some new ones like this one. It's Life in the Psychotropics here on Acoustic Cafe.
Life in the psychotropics, colorful and bright. Hypnotics have the bonus of a light show every night. Adderall picks me up, my Ambien brings me down. Splexa and Cymbalta keep my feet on solid ground. Drugs that go to nowhere, seems that's never in dispute. But when I go there, along a scenic route. Suffer with depression, so lost the road back home. In need of some regression, Xanax, that's a palindrome. Now I'm popping Vicodin, hooked on my narcotics. Pain relief's no mortal sin, I could be hooked on phonics. Drugs that go to nowhere, it seems that's never in dispute. When I go there, along a scenic route. Life in the psychotropics, colorful and bright. Hypnotics have the bonus of a light show every night, every night. Psychotropics, colorful and bright. Hypnotics have the bonus of a light show every night, every night.
Sometimes I'm leaving Alternative version of a song called The Valley Road on Acoustic Cafe. That is Bruce Hornsby and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. At the time, he was Bruce Hornsby in the Range, and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band had put out Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 2. And Bruce Hornsby performed that version of that song for that collection. And then before that, another collection of Bruce Hornsby live material just out this week, Solo Live Work and Life in the Psychotropics was the song that we heard, which comes from the new Bruce Hornsby Live album. There's also new music from Trampled by Turtles, and the album is called Wild Animals. Trampled by Turtles hail from Duluth, Minnesota, and the producer of the album is also from Duluth, Minnesota, and still makes his home there. That would be Alan Sparhawk of the band Low. He produced the new collection with Trampled by Turtles. Let's listen to something from that album, Wild Animals, which is a bit more slowcore, perhaps reflecting the tastes of Alan Sparhawk. The song is called Ghosts, new Trampled by Turtles on Acoustic Cafe.
We never could shake it like there's nothing to lose. All the hearts that were breaking, we pretended we knew. There's blood on the hillside, There were ghosts in the forest, and they're calling to you. Oh, please just don't bore us. Whatever you do, never brighten by daylight, never frighten by dark night. If I just keep it inside, I swear that it's true.
Performing live at our studios here at Acoustic Cafe, and the song called Holy Ghost. And that is the vocal work of Mimi Parker and, of course, her husband, Alan Sparhawk. They've been together in Low since the founding of the band, better than 20 years ago. Before that, something that Alan Sparhawk produced. In fact, the song was called Ghosts, and that was from Trampled by Turtles, both Low and Trampled by Turtles, coming from Duluth, Minnesota. And let's pick up the pace a bit and move to Nashville, Tennessee. With Shovels and Rope, here's something from their brand new album called Swimming Time, Save the World, on Acoustic Cafe. Together they are Shovels and Rope. The fourth album is just out as of this week. It is called Swimming Time. And from that we heard the song called Save the World on Acoustic Cafe. And ahead it's a track from Fitz and the Tantrums at the Leon Loft. And our in-studio guest this week, David Poe.
This ain't your grandfather's VOA.
VOA Music Mix.
That's the new song from Fitz and the Tantrums. It's called Fool's Gold. The album that contains it, More Than Just a Dream, their second full-length release, came out early in 2013 and successfully spun off the hits Out of My League and The Walker, keeping that album on the charts for an eternity by today's standards. Right between singles 1 and 2, we brought Fitz in for a visit at the Leon Loft, a performance space at Leon Speakers headquarters. Here's Fitz, Noel, and Joe with an acoustic version of Fool's Gold, live in front of a packed house at the Leon Loft for Acoustic Cafe.
Shed for love, so give it up, start beating, hot, sick, ground, cold, had enough, repeating, it's all been done before, give it up, start beating, hot, sick, ground, cold, hey.
wake up. Fool's gold shines like diamonds in her eyes. Look, we had a million, but baby, we got nothing. Fool's gold shines like words that make us cry. We just keep on digging, learn to something better for the next time, next time. Something better for the next time, next time. Oh, baby, I just wasn't strong enough to toe the line. You know I've tried. The fortune found, now it's all locked away. We lost the key. Hard to believe, so give it up, stop beating, hot, sick, ground cold, had enough, repeating, it's all picked up before, give it up, stop beating, hot, sick, ground cold, hey now, when we gonna wake up?
Version of Fool's Gold, Fitz and the Tantrums, recorded live for Acoustic Cafe in front of a live audience at the Leon Loft last fall. In the early 90s, David Poe had finished school near his home in Ohio and headed to New York City to make his way in that city's burgeoning 1990s singer-songwriter scene. It was a different scene than the 80s fast folk scene, but one that was more rock and roll than folk. After playing in bands and as part of a duo, he got a deal and released his self-titled debut produced by T-Bone Burnett. That was 1997, and that was when we first met up with David. Another couple of records would follow in 02 and 05, but after that, David needed a change and headed all the way west to Los Angeles. He started doing music for film and is a fellow at the Sundance Institute. He also has recently done music for dance, including music for Shadowland, the latest from the internationally recognized dance company Palavalis. And that old relationship with T-Bone Burnett continues to this day, as David contributed a song or two to the TV show Nashville, where T-Bone was music supervisor. He's done a lot of cool musical projects, but none of those projects included releasing a collection of his own songs. Well, that has now changed with this summer's album called God and the Girl. A simple but beautiful acoustic record, God and the Girl is David's first album since 2005. And to tell us more, David Poe joins us this week as our in-studio guest.
It is sometimes great to hear from people after 15 years. Not always. But sometimes. Sometimes it really is. We're going to talk about some of the things that you've been doing in between the time between your last album and this album, but let's talk about coming back to a collection of songs.
Why? Well, I got really lucky. You know, I mean, I've been recording pretty consistently. I write tunes with other folks and produced a couple of records. I did this thing for a dance group called Palabolas. So we did this show called Shadowland, which was one-third pop songs, one-third orchestral and electronic score. And it premiered in Madrid, and I went to Madrid for the opening, and everyone clapped, and it was very nice. And I was like, okay, I've scored a dance piece, and it was the second one I had done. I did one for Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet, too. Then the reviews came out, lines around the block for 6 weeks. Then I went to St. Petersburg, lines around the block for 6 weeks. I mean, the show is just an international hit. It hasn't yet come to the U.S. This is a wonderful thing, and I got done and was kind of trying to figure out what to do next, and my friend Duncan Sheet called, and he was like, you know, Duncan had this huge success, this musical Spring Awakening. Mm-hmm. He broke the record for Tonys or something, 8 Tonys or something. And he said, look, I've written another musical with our mutual friend Kyle Jarrow, and we're putting it up at the Old Globe in San Diego. You know, will you come be in it? And I was like, absolutely not. I'm not an actor, you know. And he's like, no, you don't really have to act. You just sing, and, you know, you wear makeup that makes you look like a ghost. So we, and he's like, and certainly this will go to Broadway. And I was like, well, that'd be interesting to do a Broadway thing. So I went, I performed as a ghost with my colleague Skylar Gray, and we did this 3-month thing in San Diego. It did not go to Broadway. And so at the end I was like, okay, well, what next? You know, this is what you do when you're wayfaring on Troubadour. And I was like, well, here I am in San Diego. I'll go up to Los Angeles and say hi. My friend put me up in this really beautiful house. She was like, it's only me and the dog here. You should stay in the guest house and write songs. So I did for a year. And T-Bone Burnett has been a great friend and inspiration, hooked me up with one of his guys who had a recording studio, Emil Kelman. And I just got in this position where I sat in the sun and I would write a song, and every few days we'd go in the studio and I'd record it pretty soon after it was written. Wrote like 40 songs, which I've never done, and finally realized I should probably make a record of this. So the new record is kind of the first batch of those.
Raise a glass to the past and to the soldiers, to faded friends and happy ends, and to the old. May we all live as long as we like. May we all be as strong as the wine. Remember this, before we kissed, we were strangers. Took a chance on a dance in the choir. First the dark, then the spark, then the fire. First the sky, then the stars, then the light. These are the days, these are the days when they grow up fast. These are the nights, these are the nights you make it last. First the dark, then the spark, then the fire. First the sky, then the stars, than the light. These are the days, these are the days when they grow up fast. These are the nights, these are the nights you make it last. So raise a glass to the past and to the soldiers, your faded friends and happy ends, and to the old. May we all live as long as we like. May we all be as strong as the wine.
These Are the Days, the original from the new album God and the Girl, from our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, David Poe.
So we're talking about some of these other things that you have been doing. Dance project, that's amazing. And part of that was scoring, you say, and part of it was songs?
Yeah.
Palabolas?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then there was also film scoring.
Mm-hmm. The kind of film that I like to do, there's a relationship with the director. You write some songs for the film without looking at time code or anything
right.
like that. Let the director put them in his iPod and listen to them, cut them into the picture the way that they like. And then to extrapolate the cues and the tonalities after that is done. That to me is the most holistic approach, rather than saying, okay, it's a 30-second cue, and she looks at him, and then he looks at her. And
we need a stab right there.
And the, yeah, right, you know. And then the alien death ray comes down. I mean, a big stinger. Yeah.
Now, the Sundance Institute.
Yeah.
You're a fellow at the Sundance Institute. Explain what that means.
Of course, it emanates from the Sundance Film Festival. Their mission is to encourage innovation in the form and in every aspect of the form, in terms of filmmaking, to be sure, directors, but also with producers, composers, actors, that kind of thing. And every year they have a lab, and you go to, we went to Sundance, Utah. Now they're doing it at the Skywalker Ranch. But you go there and you have these mentors, film greats. You look at a scene and everybody scores the same scene, and then you watch everyone's work. And it's so interesting what different musicians scoring for film will do with the same scene. Writing songs for film is more about understanding the vibe of the picture than actually describing what's happening. Because,
yeah.
You know, if you write something like, you know, he gets up and he's crying, now he's having breakfast, you know, it's hilarious, but it doesn't really work for picture, so you kind of have to sort of see the general theme and write to that from your own experience, I guess.
Then there's another thing I wanted to ask you about. This one I actually knew more about. I was talking with Colin Linden, who works,
great.
You know, as music music director on Nashville, or did, and you had a song. I think T-Bone picked it out, right? But this is a new song, correct?
Yeah, right.
It was a new song called, wait a minute, I have to tell you, Gun for a Mouth.
Gun for a Mouth.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that experience, besides getting to work with T-Bone again, it got into dialogue. You know, the guy writes the song, he's being a bad boy, and the manager's like, Gun for a Mouth. Edgy. I like it. And his girlfriend, Claire Bowen, comes in, and she's like, is that your new song? Oh, Gun for a Mouth. Interesting. Yeah. So I love that. This is just another example of T-Bone Burnett coming to the rescue of the culture.
Did not mean to. I fell in love with you. Bad chance, by accident. First I loved your beauty, then I loved your brain. Then you went insane. I fell in love anyway. And you were hard, but you were smart. And you were hard. Wilderness, but you were perfect, 'cause you were broken and lonely like me on aren't you lonely like me?
From the new album, God and the Girl. It's Lonely Like Me, performed live in our studios by our guest on the show this week, David Poe. And we'll have more from David in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Find us online at A Cafe Radio. Lots of exciting things going on around the old A Cafe Ranch. And you can find out about all of them at acafe.com, acafe.com. And you can also reach our Twitter at A Cafe Radio. And Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, again, you'll find all links to that at acafe.com. And coming up, an interesting new track from Tom Petty, Nora Jones interpreting Beck, and Beck interpreting The Zombies, live here.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. The new album from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Hypnotic Eye, the first album in 4 years, and has more to do with the Mudcrutch reunion album that Tom Petty did in 2008 than it does with the last studio record, which was called Mojo. This one is a rock album, make no mistake about it, but there are some interesting moments that sort of diverge from the rock and roll path. Let's listen to this one called Full Grown Boy. It's the only thing on Hypnotic Eye that sounds anything like it, but it is new from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Acoustic Cafe.
I like to move on sure and easy. Like a cat creeps through the grass. And the full moon seems to know me. Cause I found myself at last. And I'm a full grown boy. And there's laughter on the hillside. From voices far away. How am I gonna tell? when this might not be the day. And I'm a full-grown boy. Changing every day. Saying about me, and that you're starting to doubt me and the things that I do. I know you wanna surround me, but you're gonna drown me with people like you. And all I ask for is a place to sleep. All I need is your love. Now they're saying that I'm some kind of gypsy, and that I've been getting tipsy with the people I meet. I won't deny that I'm having a good time, and that you possibly could find some things you didn't know about me. All I ask for is a place to sleep. All I need is your love. I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love.
sleep. I need your love, all I need. Won't you give it to me? I need your love, all I have. I need your love, a place to sleep. I need your love, all I need. Won't you give it to me?
Favorite releases of the summer, that is Stu Larsson's album called Vagabond. It's his second album. He is from Australia, but this is the first album that is actually getting worldwide release. And from that, we heard the song called Some Kind of Gypsy from Stu Larsson. And then before that, Something Odd from the new Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, Hypnotic Eye. Only odd in that it doesn't really conform with the entire rest of the album. We heard a song, nice kind of jazz shuffle, called Full Grown Boy on Acoustic Cafe. Beck's Songwriter is out now, containing all kinds of different types of interpretations of songs that he intended solely as sheet music a couple of years ago. But he assembled an all-star cast to interpret some of those songs, 20 of them. Jack White and Jack Black are both on here, as well as Lord Huron, Jeff Tweedy, and in this case, Norah Jones, sounding very much like she sounds in the new Puss in Boots arrangement that came out over the summer. Let's listen to this Beck song, as done by Norah, called Just Noise, on Acoustic Cafe.
Your world, summer world.
Goes back to 1967 from the Zombies, called Beechwood Park, as interpreted by Beck live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe some years ago. And then right before that, we heard Beck being interpreted by one of the 20 artists featured on the new album, which is called Beck Songwriter. Those sheet music pieces now being done by lots of folks. Nora Jones is who we heard doing the song called Just Noise. Next hour, in-studio performances from some of our favorites will be in Nashville next month for Americana Fest. We'll be there, too. New First Aid Kit and Shaky Graves and more with our in-studio guest, David Poe.